Now we're going to, the next parak here has to do with a person who was makabel on himself to give ma'aser k'sofim and details about it. Okay, some hold that if a person gave ma'aser k'sofim even once and didn't have in mind specifically that it's only that time, did it without having any kavana one way or the other, it becomes like a neder and he has to continue doing it. Lamaisa, we don't hold like that. It has to be dafka that the person had in mind that he's not trying it out, but he's taka doing it forever. Then it becomes like a neder. And if he didn't have that in mind, right, surely if he had in mind that he's only doing it this once, he's trying it out, right, or he's only doing it this month or whatever, or with this business deal or whatever, that it only applies to that thing. That's for sure. Even if he did it three times, but he had that in mind. If he didn't have anything in mind, then we assume that even one time he didn't mean to do it forever, unless he specifically thought about that. But if he did it three times and he didn't have anything specifically in mind, then he has to keep it for good, and it becomes like a nether. But we'll see, it could be matter nether, but it becomes like a nether, until you're matter nether. And therefore, if a person wants to start, he hasn't given ma'aser k'sofim, and he wants to start doing it, he should say at the outset that he's only doing it as a one-time thing each time he does it. He's not being mekabel on himself as a overall a chiyuv. That way, he can stop doing it whenever he wants. Okay, since we said that l'halacha, basically, it's only a midah tova, it's not even a chiyuv. So you're doing this voluntarily, you can do it voluntarily, piecemeal. Whenever you want, whenever you don't want, you won't do it. Okay. Okay, and even if you, what you're called, if you, this year, didn't have in mind this idea, but you said Hataras Nadarim on Erev Rosh Hashanah, for these kind of things it helps. So if you didn't, when you took the Ma'aser k'sofim and didn't specifically say, I know that I made Hataras Nadarim on Erev Rosh Hashanah, I'm doing this anyway as a neder, right? But you just did it. You can rely on the fact that when you, Erev Rosh Hashanah, you made Hataras Nadarim, that it included this, and it doesn't become a neder. Okay, and even if it become a neder, you can be matar neder. Okay. On the other hand, if a person said, the money that I have now and that I'm investing, I'm going to take ma'aser from it, then that mamash is a neder. Then because the money is there, and the profit that comes from it comes from that money, and that's mamash, like you made it hektish, like you made it stuck. Person, same thing. A person, his minig is to take a chomesh, and now it's difficult for him. So he can matter neder, and he can say that if I would have known that I was going to get into difficult straits and taking a chomesh would be very oppressive to me, I would have never done it without saying b'li neder. And then he can be matter neder. In those situations, it's better to take the chomesh and to use it for yourself. In other words, to borrow it, like we said, with the ma'aser when it's difficult, to take off the ma'aser and to borrow it and use it for your own things, and write it down that if you ever become rich, you'll a fifth. If you'll ever become rich, you'll take it off. Okay. Okay. What if a person didn't take off ma'aser and he wants to start now? Does he have to now go back for all the years he didn't, or start anew? So, according to most opinions, he doesn't have to go back. He starts from when he decided to do it, and the past is the past. That's, if you can go back to the past and make all the cheshbonos and take off, again, if you're, you know, rich person, there are rich people in this world, so, and they can afford it, so fine. But if not, a regular person can, wants to start being makbid on taking off ma'aser, can do it from then on and not the past.
And is Marsh for right then or the beginning of that year? So
no, it's down from when he decided that he wants to do it. Nothing before. From the, then when I decide from all the prophets will make from now on, and anything that was before that time. Okay, what if a person did take off Maaser, was doing it as a nether, okay, and he didn't do it? He, what's it called, neglected to do it. In other words, he really has a chiyuv. He knows he's doing something wrong, and he neglected to do it. So if he consumed the Maaser, okay, unless he spent it on things that are no longer here at all, spent it on food, spent it on things that are perishable or whatever. Use them up. So I'm really, except for Midas Chassidus, you're not Lechoyev. That's it, finished, not here anymore. I understand 100% why not. Unless you had mamish money that you separated from Maaser and you used it, then you used Maaser money. But you didn't separate it yet. You just were Mechoyev to separate it, and you don't have any money left from that. Right? You used up all the money. And you didn't separate the Maaser. So then you're not Mechoyev to pay it back. It's not here anymore. But if you bought something with it that is here, then the chara you have to, what's it called? Then you benefited from that money, right? Then you have to separate the Maaser from the things either you bought or whatever. This is something tangible here. But if you used up the money on intangibles, on something that there's nothing here right now, then since you didn't separate it, so you didn't use Maaser money, you just neglected to have the money available anymore to take it off. Right? You were supposed to take Maaser from profits. You ate up all those profits. So now you're not mechuyev to take it from something else, and it's gone. Finished. Okay. Okay. That's pretty much on this. The next thing is getting down to what most people were concerned about. What can you give? How do you give Maaser, and what do you have to give it for? Who do you give it to? Right? And what things do you have to give it with? That we covered a little bit already. Well, what's it called? How can you pay off your Maaser? Right? So an example, which we'll get to next time, is a person gives services for people, which he normally would charge for, or he could charge for. Right? And he does it free for somebody. Right? Somebody fixes somebody's computer, right? Gives him a program that he normally would charge people for, right? And he doesn't. He does it for somebody for free. There's an oni who can't afford it, right? To help him with his business or whatever. Then that's like giving Maaser money. You're giving Maaser time that's worth money, right? You're not charging. So that's if you owe, let's say, $100 Maaser, and you would normally charge $100. To fix somebody's computer, and you're doing that for a poor person and not charging him, you gave him $100. So that's considered the $100 of Maaser, that's the Maaser. But that we'll get to next time.